E2 is having its case against TVNZ's job cuts heard at the Employment Relations Authority today. The union says the broadcaster didn't follow the consultation requirements outlined in its collective employment agreement when it announced plans to cut staff in March. Fairgo, Sunday Re-News and the Midday and Tonight bulletins have been axed, meaning nearly 70 jobs have been lost. Our reporter Lucy Shear has been at the investigation meeting this morning.
So this morning we heard first from Daisy McWedge, who's a producer for one of the axed programs, Fair Go. She said that last year staff were invited to attend a thing called Idea Week, which are sessions to brainstorm about the future transition of TVNZ. She said that they were made aware of the challenges that the organisation faced in this media landscape with falling advertising revenue, and that there were discussions about the transition from broadcast to digital. But she stressed that while those sessions sought staff ideas in a broad way, it didn't equate with engaging employees in actually developing the changes for the organisation, and that it wasn't very clear to staff that the ideas that they'd contributed would be actioned on, and that it felt more like a brainstorming. So we also heard today from Michael Wood, who's the negotiation specialist for A2, and he said that it wasn't really until the 8th of March this year that staff and the union were told about the job cuts. And he says that TVNZ executives had already been discussing, you know, its $10 million that it needed to make in savings in late 2023, but that between then and March this year, employees were not really made aware of what that could lead to in terms of jobs.
And so what does E2, the union, hope to come out of the claim?
So E2's really hoping that TVNZ would go back to the drawing board and work properly with their staff members to shape a way forward which values the staff's contribution to this media landscape.
So more on this coming out this afternoon?
Yes, so we are expecting to hear from several senior executives at TVNZ this afternoon, and the hearing will continue into tomorrow.
That's our reporter Lucy Shear, who is at the investigation meeting between E2 and TVNZ at the Employment Relations Authority today.